Nolte, Merriam-Webster's latest definition of anti-vaxxer is a big, fat lie. By John Nolte on December 6, 2021. The left-wing lunatics at Merriam-Webster changed the definition of anti-vaxxer into a person who opposes the use of vaccines or regulations mandating vaccination. In fact, that's the very first line of the definition, which changed at the end of September. A person who opposes the use of vaccines or regulations mandating vaccination Some self-identified anti-vaxxers are vehemently against all vaccines. Some are skeptical of specific vaccines. The previous Merriam-Webster definition was much better. A person who opposes vaccination or laws that mandate vaccination. The change is important. Prior to the coronavirus pandemic, the shared belief was that when you referred to an anti-vaxxer, you were referring to someone opposed to all vaccines and the mandating of all vaccines. In its updated definition, Merriam-Webster is declaratively saying only some anti-vaxxers oppose all vaccines. Which is another way of saying that you don't have to oppose all vaccines to be an anti-vaxxer. So now, if you oppose a single vaccine or a single vaccine mandate but are perfectly fine with all the others, you are still an anti-vaxxer. Merriam-Webster is now telling the world that there's no difference between a Jenny McCarthy and someone who opposes mandating the China flu vaccine for 5-year-olds. The new Oxford American Dictionary accurately describes anti-vaxxer this way. A person who is opposed to vaccination, typically a parent who does not wish to vaccinate their child. This is truly Orwellian. You have Merriam-Webster deliberately lying for political purposes. The goal here is obvious, a way to give the fake news media and Democrats cover to smear those of us opposed to mandates as anti-vaxxers. Opposing government mandates that force people to get vaccinated against their will is, by all objective measures, not anti-vaccine. I'm as pro-vaccine as anyone. I'm even as pro-coronavirus vaccine as anyone. But I am anti-mandate. So now, the liars and frauds at Merriam-Webster have deliberately, and purely for propaganda purposes, poured out its imprimatur to allow the organized left to lump me, not only with those opposed to coronavirus vaccines but with those opposed to all vaccines. My sin? I don't believe the government should force its citizens to have medical procedures against their will. That position used to be called anti-Nazi. Institutions manipulating the language to serve statism is precisely what George Orwell warned us about in his classic 1984. In order to desecrate honest debate, Orwell's state continued to shrink and shrink the dictionary, eliminating words and phrases so that open discussion and clarity were eliminated. That's precisely what Merriam-Webster is doing here. Now the word anti-vaxxer is meaningless. That word used to be precise in its meaning, people who opposed any kind of vaccine, people who refused to have their kids vaccinated, even for things like measles and polio. But now, in order to serve the cause of statism, Merriam-Webster has deliberately rendered it meaningless and imprecise. So basically, if you oppose the state, you are an anti-vaxxer. All over, we see the organized left destroying the language to serve its statist purpose. For example, the precise phrase illegal immigrant is no longer allowed. Instead, it's been replaced with undocumented immigrant or migrant, which deliberately obfuscates the illegal act of breaking into our country. This is NSFW, but the mighty George Carlin caught on to this years ago. The left cannot win a fair debate. Their ideas are just that bad. Look at all the cities where the left has its way with no opposition. They are all shitholes. So, all the left can do to try and win the debate is to manipulate the language. Of course, we expect that from activists. And now, sadly, we also expect it from once trusted institutions like Merriam-Webster. American institutions are all garbage. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.